In some of Nashville's neighborhoods, change is happening so fast. Old homes are being torn down, new ones are being built, and the people who live there are changing too. To put it in plainer terms, middle-class whites are moving into neighborhoods that for the better part of a century have been communities of color. And as development takes hold, the churches that rooted these neighborhoods for generations are being pushed out. WPLN's Mariba Knight has this story about two predominantly African-American churches asking themselves, is it time to leave the neighborhood?
How you doing?
Morris Tipton is the pastor at First Baptist Church East Nashville.
Good to see you always. Hi, John.
As Pastor Tipton greets his members on a recent Sunday, he shakes every hand, gives big bear hugs, and ribs the kids when he can.
Y'all different.
It's a small congregation, maybe 100 people, and they've worshipped here for nearly a century in this red brick classical revival-style building on the corner of Main and North 6th Streets. It's one of Nashville's most historic congregations, growing out of a slave contraband camp 150 years ago.
Not much has changed with this sanctuary, probably as long as I've been living. I'm 52.
But outside, the neighborhood has transformed. Luxury apartments sprouted up next door, a fancy hot yoga studio opened down the street. White professionals are moving in as land prices soar. And in turn, some black churches are leaving, selling their buildings to developers and following their congregants out to the edges of town and beyond. It's a trend that doesn't sit well with Tipton.
I don't want to use a stronger word as troubling, but for lack of a better word, that may be the most appropriate one I can find.
Despite what he could get for the property, Tipton is determined that First Baptist will stay put.
I've been approached latter part of last week about, hey, would you consider selling? And so I told the realtor, I don't even want to know what you're willing to offer because I believe God has us here.
Let me move when you say move. Let me stay when you say stay.
3 miles away on the other side of the neighborhood is Glenda Sutton, the pastor of Family Affairs Ministries.
Looking to you.
Pastor Sutton has led Family Affairs since the mid-90s when she started preaching out of her apartment at the James Casey Housing Project.
Father God, right now in the name of Jesus.
Today, she's standing in the church's colorful sanctuary filled with artificial plants and banners embroidered with Bible passages. When they bought the property on the corner of Porter Road and Riverside, it was a neighborhood with a lot of problems.
When we came in 2001, people didn't talk to each other. It was just a lot of violence. It was a lot of anger. It was a very, very dark place.
In fact, it had a nickname.
Little Hellhole.
But working here fit with the mission of the church, which offered support services to low-income families.
We walked these streets for years and we prayed. We had standoffs with drug dealers.
Recently, Sutton has noticed that as the low-income housing disappears, so do many of the families the church serves. Today, the blocks surrounding the church are packed with new homes. But rather than get involved with the church,
it's been more of like, can you move? Can you leave? We want the neighborhood.
Sutton would love to stay right here, but her attempts to connect with her new neighbors hasn't been easy. It started when one complained that a section of the church's fence was on his property. It wasn't, but before Sutton could prove it, he'd built his own.
You erect a fence that says, I don't want to see you. I don't want to be near you. I don't want you near me. You know, and it was an insult. And then just to be again to see all of the fences go up, people coming into the community but not wanting to be a part of the community.
And so in November, after some tears and much prayer, Sutton decided that it was time to leave. She put the church property up for sale, listing it for $3.5 million, 7 times more than they bought it for in 2001.
And so our challenge is where do we go? Where do we go?
Never received before. God says, the door to his church is open right now. Is there one?
Back at First Baptist, Pastor Tipton has very different ideas about where his church must go from here. He wants to bring new members in. White members.
I want to be intentional about being a multiracial congregation without losing anybody's identity. And I think that scares black churches a lot, is if we begin to really reach out and they start coming and we won't be what we've always been. I don't think that has to be the case.
Tipton knows his goals of staying put and integrating his church are ambitious, but he feels compelled to try. And that's what Tipton and Sutton have in common. Despite going in two very different directions, they have a belief that something bigger is driving them, calling them, telling one to stay and the other to go. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Maribel Knight.
Lord, rearrange us. May we see the world through your eyes. Oh, Lord, change us. Why don't you rearrange us so we can see each other through your eyes? Let me move when you say move. Let me stay when you say stay.